Well, it's Monday. It's a beautiful Monday. It's sunny, but there's a cool breeze, which you can probably hear right now. Now, I do apologise if that spoils the quality of the audio, but it is nice. A nice day for a walk. And I've just passed a little incident just around the corner. I don't know what's going on, but they have three police cars and they seem to have pulled over a young man in a truck, and they have him sitting at the side of the road. I believe he's handcuffed, because I think his hands are up behind his back. But not every day you see that. Anyway, we had quite a busy weekend. It's my daughter's birthday during the week, Wednesday, and we're trying to do a few special things for her. I'm not going to give away any of the surprises, because my daughter has been known to kind of look at my computer over my shoulder, or she might watch my wife or whatever. So I don't want to give it too much away, but we were having a very big clear out, tidy up yesterday. Did quite well, actually. At one point I was actually squirming around on my belly underneath our couch with a flashlight and trying to hook out things that had fallen down the back, and actually found an old library book that my daughter had borrowed a long, long time ago. And it was lost. That was sometime last year. And we looked everywhere for it. But clearly not down underneath the couch at the back. I thought it would show up one day. And it did. I was crawling around underneath the couch. And I said, oh, there's a book back here. And we all thought the same thing. It can't be. But it was. But we paid for it. It was just one of those things. It wasn't too expensive. But now it's ours. So. And so that was pretty much Sunday. We spent doing that kind of stuff. That was where I was getting my exercise from. And on Saturday, the Friends of the Edison Public Library presented a program. It was very, very interesting, actually. It was kind of a reconstruction of an old-time radio play. And they had three actors and they had sound effects. And they also had costumes and lighting, because this was a thing that was meant to be seen as well as heard. So they were in costumes, there was lighting, there were very cool sound effects and stuff, and it was very enjoyable. It was Sherlock Holmes, The Final Problem, and they had, they were doing, in addition to the actual play itself, they were doing like radio advertisements. You know, it was sponsored by Brill Cream, apparently, and they had live Brill Cream advertisements during it. It was very amusing. All in all, it was very entertaining. I wish there'd been a few more people attending, but we had a little bit of a problem with publicity and getting it in the newspapers and what have you. It's just one of those things. But that was our weekend.